Thank you for calling Omax Help. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account?
I don't own a computer. I don't have an email.
Okay. How can I help you today, please?
Okay. I normally get my order of Omax 3 every 3 months, and it's charged to my American Express card. I did not receive my order now, and I have no pills left.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let's see if we can get, you said you don't have an email address.
No.
Okay. No problem.
No.
Mm-hmm. Let's try to look this up with your phone number.
Okay. My phone number is 914-669-8386. My name is Arlene Trocchio.
Thank you, ma'am.
Regularly. I've been getting this for years now. They send it every 3 months. It's a 3-month supply of the Omax 3 Pure, Ultra Pure, gel.
The Ultra Pure, yes, ma'am. Most definitely. That is a great product. Yes, ma'am. And I am looking it up now for us with your phone number and see if we can get it to come up that way. I tried with your first and last name, but I think I was spelling it wrong. So we're going to try this here. With the phone number you gave me, the 914-669-8386.
That's right. You want me to spell my last name?
Sure. That would be, well, I think I have it here. T-R-O-C-C-H-I-O.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Perfect. Thank you. And let's see exactly what we have going on for you here, ma'am. And I'm pulling up your account.
The last shipping date, I have the bill, the last bill. The last shipping date says January 4th. Now, I usually get it 3 months later. We get, you know, for 3 months supply, and I didn't receive it. I'm surprised. It's very accurate, usually.
Yes, ma'am, and I do see where they tried to order it on, they tried to send it out on April 4th. Have you got a new card or anything?
No.
Lately,
no.
Yes, MC, I don't see a new order has went out. Let me check this with my supervisor and let's get some help in here. That way maybe she can see something.
Okay.
I don't see.
You say it wasn't shipped out or it was?
I'm not seeing where it is shipped out.
Oh, it's so odd because they never fail this. I've been getting the 3 boxes every 3rd month. January, it should be very much.
Yes, ma'am, and I do see April 4th, but it's telling me it's invalid. And to be honest, it's not telling me it's shipped, so I'm asking my supervisor right now to help me pull up the account to see if she can let me know.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm sending her your information now.
Do you have the charge card?
Because here on my end, while we're waiting for her, it says the next date to ship out was April 4th at 5:01 a.m.
Okay. And that's what I never received.
Yes, ma'am. But for some reason on my end, it looks like it was never, because it says it was never shipped out. Let me go somewhere else for us just to make sure.
Very odd. This is really strange. My regular bill is always the $99.92. It's charged to my American Express card each time.
Yes, ma'am, and I totally understand.
I have all the info right here on the bill paper from the last shipment. If you need anything, you need an order number, you need a PIC number, you need a order date, you need a GLS number.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm just making sure. Let me go here for us. And since you don't have that phone number was 914-669-8386.
Yes.
And nothing is turning up for that. Okay, and I'm letting her know that you don't have an email, and then I looked it up with a phone number. So I'm going to send that over to her there.
And it's charged to my American Express card each time.
Yes,
ma'am. I don't own a computer.
You don't own a computer. Oh, yes, ma'am. No problem. We're going to get you taken care of. I'm just asking for backup help because I want to be able to give you the correct response, since it was not shipped out on April 4th that I'm seeing. So I asked for help to make sure, and you don't see where you were charged either. Is that correct?
Right. I haven't been charged since the list, but I have the list.
And that was January, because I see
January
it was delivered
4th.
January
right.
11th to your address, it shows me.
Yeah, I have the shipping date on the bill, January 4th, and it did. I did get that, but now I need my April, my new supply, you know?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let's come in here and just put that for us just to see, and she's looking that up for us now to also help us in investigating it further for us. Here we go. Maybe, see, that is for the... That phone number is bringing up. You get the cryo freeze every month?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
No, that's not the right one. The phone number is not pulling up the right order. Okay, let's see exactly. She's helping me out.
I get the three boxes.
The O-Max for 3 months?
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, I
Ultra Pure. Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to get you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out why you didn't receive your order, because
yeah.
it looked like it should have gone out on March 4th.
No, April, you mean? Every
April 4th. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. April 4th. I missed that.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't get it, Phil. We didn't get it.
No, ma'am, because I do not see where it was shipped out. You are,
no, I don't have
you are
it.
Absolutely 100% correct, ma'am.
Right. My husband's checking bills, but we didn't get the delivery. So I know I didn't get the bill. The bill comes in the box with the delivery. The form here.
Okay, and I'm asking her that we want to know why it wasn't shipped out April 4th.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. She is telling me the card was expired. Do you have a new card, ma'am?
No. What card was expired? My American Express card has never expired. I have this for years.
Yes, ma'am. And that price is no longer available either. But let's get back here. She said the card. Let's look at this card number. She definitely said
the card.
Number?
Tell me the card number. What card is he looking at? My card is not expired. I use it all the time.
See, it's not telling me what. Let me look here for us. It's not really telling me, but she's saying the card that she's only able to see that. And she said, here we go. Mm-hmm. The last four, it looks like it was an American Express, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
The expiration date on the American Express was February 2022.
No, 2027.
Okay, it's telling me the last four, well, the last three for the American Express is 014.
No, wrong. You got the wrong, you're looking at the wrong thing. That's not my number. That's not my American Express number. You have the wrong date, you have the wrong number.
No, ma'am. See, this is the number we did have for you at American Express, the expiration date, February 2022, cardholder, Miss Arlene, and I can't pronounce your last name. I do apologize.
That's all right. Trochio. Yeah. Why was that? What did you say, Phil? It's a renewed. Oh, every time they renew the card, maybe you didn't get the notice. The card is
renewed. Yes, ma'am. That's probably what happened. Usually, I'm not sure how American Express does it, but usually some companies, like credit card companies, make the customers call in and update them when they get that new card like that.
Hold on. Do they make you call, update the card? I'm talking to my husband.
Yeah, we updated the card.
You didn't get the update. Yeah, we update the card. They make the customer update the card. Is that true, Phil?
Yes, right.
My husband handles it. Yeah. Yes, he said. But I guess you didn't get the info, you know?
Yes, ma'am. And she said that price you were getting it for is no longer available either.
No? What's the price?
Okay, the price you were getting it for, let me look and see exactly what that was. It's not showing me right now.
Let's see.
And yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know I didn't leave you. No hurry. No, just take your time.
Looking it up, so.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm looking it up. I'm asking my supervisor because it's not allowing me, but we're going to get this figured out for you, and we're going to get that new price that it's going to be for you.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like we have... Okay, since you don't have an email, I'm going to have to create us an email real quick. And to be honest with you, I'm new and I'm going to need some help with this.
Okay, all right, I'm waiting.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, ma'am. And I am waiting for some help now, since we do have a new system. Okay, yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm reading her notes. And I'm letting her know you don't have an email.
Right.
So we're going to go there, and she's going to let me know exactly what to do for us. Okay. And we're going to go right here. And I'm going to get that price for you also. Here we go. We're going to have to create a new subscription for you, and I'm going to get the price. Because you are wanting to keep it a subscription if you like the new price, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I got this just from my husband. He's on regularly for years with this, and it was never a problem before.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I do see, I'm going to do your email for you now. And we're going to put your...
When you say, what do you mean you're going to do an email for them? Mine is charged to the American Express card. So
yes, ma'am.
Email do? I mean, I don't understand that.
Yes, ma'am. Our new system requires we put an email in. And all we do is we put your phone number at noemail.com. We'll have a quicker way.
Oh, so you specify there is no email. Okay. Just not to bottle up the system. You know, the systems are crazy today.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We only are able to do one-time shipments when you don't have an email, ma'am. So we couldn't go back to that subscription without an email.
So what do we do now?
Okay. Are you wanting to go with the one-time shipment?
Just one time? You mean I'd have to call up every time?
Yes, ma'am.
This comes to me regularly. Now I'd have to call up and order every time?
Yes, ma'am, unless you wanted to create an email. Yes, ma'am.
How do you create an email? I don't know what you're saying.
Like an email address, like something with Yahoo?
No, but I don't own a computer. I don't know any of that stuff. I'm 80 years old.
Okay, I understand.
What you're talking about with that. All I know is I order, it goes on my American Express card, it gets delivered to me every 3 months. So
Yes, ma'am. Well, my supervisor, I do apologize so much, told me without an email, I can only do a one-time shipment. We wouldn't be able to go with that. Then you were getting the Ultra Pure, was that correct?
The what? Ultra Pure, yes. You want the product number? I have the product.
No, ma'am, I got the product here, but code. She's still telling me... It's that one-time shipment that I would be able to do without you having an email. Does anyone in your family have an email maybe you could get from them and use?
I don't have any children. I have no one. I live here alone. I have no help email and computer-wise and whatever you're trying to say. So, in other words, I would have to call up every third month and order the stuff. Is that what we're saying now? Isn't that wonderful? They make things so confusing and so unnecessary. It's amazing.
I understand. I totally understand your frustration. Yes, ma'am. All right. So let me see. So you're not wanting to create an email, no way, no how,
no,
to be
I
able
can't.
To keep it, to keep it. You don't have a computer. Do you have a phone? Like a smartphone?
No. I'm on a landline phone.
You're on your landline phone. You don't have a smartphone. I was just going to say you could do a smartphone. Okay, yes, ma'am, but we can definitely create you a new order and go ahead and get it to you for, let me get you that price of the Ultra Pure also. Mm-hmm. And then we can go from there. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. It does look like if you said you were interested in the three boxes still, right?
Right.
Yes, ma'am. It would be $109.95 plus tax. Let's see exactly how much that would be. No, ma'am, I do apologize. That was the old price. It says the Omax 3 Ultra Pure Omega 3 supplement, one box is $39.95.
Well, I have the bill in front of me, and it's $89.97 with shipping, $9.95, and my total each time they charged me was $99.92.
Yes, ma'am, that must be, see, for three boxes, it's $109.95.
Okay.
But we can do that. So one box is $39.95, but you are correct. You would be saving that. And let's get the price for the shipping and handling. I've got that put here. And the price for the shipping, I see what she means. It went up from last time. It would be an even
$116. 116 even. Okay, that's with tax and shipping.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so the new price is $116. Okay, and I need to order it, so can you get it to it? We have no pills left.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely can.
Okay.
And I'm going to create that for us now.
Yeah, they make things so difficult.
I know. I understand, ma'am. I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yep. This computer business is really whacking everything out.
And I'm not a fan either. I'm 100%.
No, it's ridiculous. You know, things used to be, you're probably not old enough to know, but things were much simpler than this.
Well, see, when I went to high school, I'm putting all your information in also while I'm doing this. I'm not just wasting time, I promise. But when I went to high school, we had these big, and I graduated in 99, and we had these humongous computers. And now my daughter has one that comes home with her every night. She's 11. We didn't even have them until I was a senior in high school.
Right. Well, you're much younger than me. I'm 80 years old, so believe me, we didn't have anything like this.
Yes,
it was simple, very, very simple. A piece of paper, a file cabinet with a paper, take it out. You don't have to look up on a computer, wait, the computer is locked down. All this waste of time that they do now is unbearable in our lifetime. But anyway.
I totally understand. Yes, ma'am, and I've got that phone number in. And if they ask you, well, they won't ask you. They'll be able to look it up this way, but it just says you have no email for us there. And can I please get that shipping address whenever you're ready, please?
Yes, sure. The shipping address is, as you have, my name is Arlene Trocchio. The address is 907A, as in Albert, Heritage Hills. That's spelled H-E-R-I-T-A-G-E, like heritage. Heritage Hills, H-I-L-L-S, and that is in Somers, New York. Somers is spelled S-O-M-E-R-S, Somers, New York. And the zip code is 10589. If you want to repeat it back to me, I'll be happy.
Yes, that would be awesome. 907 Heritage Hills. Is that correct?
907A.
Oh, thank you. Okay. There we go. A's here, and I just didn't say it. Yes, ma'am. 907A Heritage Hills. Somers, New York, SOMERS 10589.
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
And I've got your phone number in here again and ask for that a lot of times. I do apologize.
That's okay.
Okay, we've got that for us. And this is going to be an American Express again, just the new card. Is that correct?
It's not a new card. It's just, you know, they ask for renewal.
New expiration date. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
If you were to back look, you'll see it's the same card for years. You want to check that?
You can. Unfortunately, it only shows me the last six digits.
Okay. What are the
last
six digits?
But I'm ready when you are. Yes, ma'am. It says it's a bunch of hyphens. With American Express, I guess it only shows me the last three. The one that you said that was no good, it ends, I see 1-014.
No.
And it starts with a 3. It's the old card number I had. I don't have them.
No. I don't know where you're getting that number from. Do we ever have a different card number from?
Many
years ago. You're talking about where did they get this information?
This was from the year 2017, and this card just expired.
And the card expired.
So that's the old card number I have.
It's so funny you can't look up the last shipment I got.
I looked up the last shipment, and it was in January, and the card expired in February of 22.
Yeah, but what was the card number it used
when they
made that?
The
shipment?
One they used with that shipment was American Express. The first number's 3. The last number, and then it has stars. I can't see the rest. Then it says 1-014, expiration 2/22, Arlene Crocicchio. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
This is really strange. This is strange because, what are you saying? Hold on. Yeah, I have the bill right here, the last charge.
I see the last charge, and that was January, right?
Yeah, it was January, sure. January, it says shipping date, January 4th. Okay, but this whack-out card number I'm concerned about because you're using a different number, and that's probably maybe
an older card.
Right, and funny they can ship me the last shipment.
The card expired in February, and the card was charged in January. It was declined in January.
In January, but the card that was charged in January is the card I'm holding in front of me, and I have the bill and I got the stuff, and
I understand.
Have this number.
I do not have the number. You are correct. Can I please get the card number when we get processed your payment, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Yes, sure. I mean, it's so strange. You know what I mean?
I get it.
I'm not talking about you personally.
I'm reading what I'm saying. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yes,
they
ma'am.
Send me a shipment. It's on my card. I got billed. It's on my American Express. And the card I have is not the card you're telling me. So that's very awkward. All right. I'll give you the American Express card number. You ready for this?
Ready.
Okay. 3798-072-714-710-06. You want to read it back?
Sure. 3798-072-714-710-06.
That's right.
Awesome.
And that expires. The expiration date is February 27.
2027. Yes, ma'am. And can I have the last three numbers on the back, the CVV code, please?
What's the CVV code?
The car over by the magnetic strip.
That's not turned over. It's in the front. You mean that the code, that card number.
All right, ma'am.
That's 4335. 4335.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and that's on the back of the card by the magnetic strip?
Yeah, no, it's on the front. They put it on the front.
Oh, they put it on the front now? Oh, okay, yes, ma'am. And the card, on the name on the card, there's no middle initial, no lot number, nothing like that. Is that correct? Just the number 8?
No, the card is Phil Trocchio.
They make me ask. Yes, ma'am, I do apologize. I just had to ask to make sure it was okay.
Yeah.
Why there wouldn't be an error on my part. Yes, ma'am. We are processing the payment now for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And I have that processed.
Mm-hmm. The name is Phil, P-H-I-L, Trocchio. That's my husband. And that's the name on the card that we've been using as long as we can remember. Yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I did get it. It did go through, and hopefully your order will ship out either today or tomorrow, ma'am, first thing.
Okay, and that comes usually very quickly. And I
yes,
hope,
ma'am.
I hope they're still doing it right,
yes,
Crystal.
Ma'am. Okay? I understand. Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate all your help, and I know you're new at the job, but you did it the best you can,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I think you did a good job.
Thank
all
you,
right?
ma'am.
So now I will expect that order in a few days, I hope. You
yes,
have
ma'am.
The right you have the right American Express card number. The order is for the regular order for 3 boxes, okay, of Ultra Pure Omax 3, correct? Following me.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have my address, and I would have to order this every 3 months. Is
every 3 months. Yes, ma'am.
So when
every
I
3
order
months.
It, when I call to order it, this will be a whole new thing, or will you have a record of me when
no,
I order it?
No, ma'am. To be honest, it's not going to keep a record since it's a one-time shipment. You would have to call back and get that card number all over again. You are going to have an account. You'll just have to you won't have to provide everything. Whoever answers will just verify the shipping address.
Right.
And the phone number, but you won't. You'll still have to give that card number each time. But that's the only thing you'll have to give.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. They make things very difficult. Excuse me. Can you hold 1 second? What is it? Yes. Okay. This is the bill, Phil. See, I have the bill right in front of me. Okay. All right. That's good. So, Crystal, then I ordered it, and it should be coming, and you have all the info you need. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. We are good to go. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much, Crystal.
Thank
have
you so much, ma'am.
Day.
You have made my day being nice to me and bearing with me, and I thank you so much, ma'am. I hope you have a terrific day.
Thank you.
Thank
you
for calling Omax Health.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling Omax Health. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.